Como madre orgullosa, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Y los únicos huevos que compro son Eggland's Best. ¿Casualidad? ¡Para nada! No importa cómo los cocines, siempre están frescos y deliciosos. Además, tienen más vitaminas D y E y un 25% menos de grasas saturadas que los huevos comunes. ¿Por qué conformarse con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos. Visita egglandsbest.com para obtener más información.
So we're trying something new this time around, since some of our gaming news are light, and we're trying to put some control on things, and not just put up with the hype. Answering to the need for the number one video game podcast in the Philippines, we bring you Pop Bites. First off the list, Square Enix sells Crystal Dynamics, developer of Tomb Raider, the recent Marvel's Avengers game, and Deus Ex, and a host of other IPs for $300 million to the Embracer Group, the current owner of Gearbox Studios, THQ Nordic, and a host of other studios. What's your take, guys? And by the way, the reason for Square Enix selling Crystal Dynamics and Eidos, the maker of Tomb Raider, the recent Marvel's Avengers game, is because apparently they are going to engage in, wait for it, crypto gaming. Let's hear it from our resident crypto analyst, crypto specialist, Core. What's your take?
The only thing that's running through my mind right now, given the fact that they're selling Crystal Dynamics, is what's gonna happen with my Marvel's Avengers.
I know, right?
I mean, I recently jumped the hype train.
Same here.
The hype train on this one.
What and, hype?
I mean, I really wanted to invest a little bit more time with this, just like with Destiny and all. So that's what's really running through my mind right now. Should I still invest my time on this? But yeah, reacting to the other part, which is crypto gaming, I think a lot of companies are trying to do that just to capitalize a bit on crypto and stuff, given they're reputable companies and it's easier for cash grabbing and stuff. Yeah, I think it's basically a cash grab if they're gonna go into NFT gaming. I don't think it's gonna succeed, but I don't think it's gonna fail as well.
It's like a big question mark, since apparently the sales of the recent Final Fantasy Stranger of Paradise was a bit, you know, lackluster. I mean, it's now a question mark with what direction Square Enix is heading. All right, let's move on to the next. And this one, I believe this one will go with Uncle Phillips. Xbox Game Pass for PC is now available in the Philippines. Officially, for 49 pesos, you can get access to a host of PC games. That's 100 high-end titles. And for a month, it's going to be 119 pesos monthly only. Wow, that's super cheap. What's your take on this, Uncle Phillips?
I think I'm finally gonna
jump the gun.
Yeah, because no more confusion on the you know, changing the region. Of
doing VPN.
Vendor. Yeah, doing the VPN. You just straight up go to the Xbox website or Microsoft website, put in your credit card. You can do your GCash card, Maya card, or your actual credit card if you're suicidal. And then, $2.99?
No, $119.
$119.
That's less than $150, man. And then the official sign up, if you're new, is just 49 pesos, $1.
You see, the one in Xbox, on the Xbox console for Xbox is 700 if you convert it to pesos.
So this is really cheap.
Yeah, even plus 100 titles that you can play for. I don't know, more than 2 years, I guess.
More or less. This is actually good for me and my brother as well, because we are current subscribers of Game Pass for PC only, since we don't have an Xbox. So,
and then plus the what do you call it? Activision.
They're bringing in Call of Duty. Apparently, they already have like a plan, like the year plan for all the IPs that they got from Activision. And of course, finally, since we're all PC boys here, or, you know, we're all gamers as well.
Or at least we're trying to be.
The last on our list is Diablo Immortal, the highly acquired or anticipated mobile MMORPG from Blizzard, Diablo Immortal, is heading to PC and mobile after its failure in BlizzCon. Apparently, they had this presentation in BlizzCon and they all died. It sucked bad. The presentation was buggy. And yeah, it just failed miserably. Now it finally has its release date on June 2022, so this year. It's a couple of barely 1 month from now. And it's coming officially on iOS and Android and open beta for PC, which you can sign up. It features full crossplay between mobile and PC, so that's good. It's free to play, all the more for us to jump into the bandwagon as well. And it will feature tiered game passes for premium content. So, instead of heading into the pay-per-win format, Blizzard, to, you know, negate the backlash from its fans, apparently they're now going with game passes. So it's free to play. You can climb up the ladder if you want. You can grind, but if you wanna have an advantage, it's optional. You can also buy it.
Is this like an MMO?
It's an MMO.
So what about this? This is not like connected to the lore.
It's connected to the lore. It's going to, I think, bridge the gap between.
I think it's loosely connected in a sense.
Loosely from 3 going to 4. So it's like a spin-off. So it has lore. Tyriel is needing like new Nephilims to bridge the gap between 3 and 4. Mm. It's MMO, so think something like maybe Genshin Impact, something without the gacha mechanics, probably. So this is a.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, we don't know about that. Come on. You know what they say. Nothing's totally free.
That's true. But I think since they receive a lot of backlash, plus this is actually a good take for an input from my brother. Originally, it was only they were bringing it for mobile, right? Mm-hmm. iOS and Android. But they knew ahead of time that since players will probably be using, look at what happened with Call of Duty Mobile.
Yeah.
Players going into emulators and then kicking the shit out of the players in mobile. So they just decided to bring it to PC as well and then crossplay, which is actually good, right? I mean,
majority of the fans of Diablo in the first place are PC gamers.
PC gamers, exactly.
Even the loyal fans who are playing Diablo 2 Resurrected.
Exactly.
Of course, you're on PC.
Yeah,
so it just makes sense that they're going to do the crossplay thing. It's pretty advantageous. And at the same time, at least you can play on your PC when you're at home. And when you're on the go, you still have the option to play Immortal anywhere you go.
True.
I think that's a win on both sides. If, and only if, the game is worth to play. But I'm sure the fans will gobble it up. And then we'll see from there how everyone reacts.
The only thing that is a bummer here for thing is that it's not coming on Steam. It's because we know that Diablo games are only can be purchased on the Blizzard.
The Blizzard launcher.
And then if it's not on Steam, you know, it doesn't like, it also eliminates the to be played on the Steam Deck.
That's true.
You have your mobile phone that you can play, but you know, of course, Steam Deck is a Steam Deck.
Which brings us to, maybe we can make that a future episode. Are you guys, do you think it's a worth to buy the Steam Deck? Comment your thoughts down below and let us know through our Facebook page. Please do follow us on Facebook, as we will be revamping our socials, Facebook and Instagram, and let us know your thoughts if we should buy the Steam Deck. Okay, so final thoughts for a roundup of the news this episode. For me, I'd have to say that I'd go with Square Enix selling Crystal Dynamics. I think it's a big bummer for me. If apparently, you know, Core is just getting on the hype train of Marvel's Avengers, and I'm playing Marvel's Avengers. It's a good thing that the developer of Hitman already detached themselves from Eidos ahead of time. They're now an independent studio, because apparently this might make or break some of the IP. So let's hope not.
For all the news that are very light, one by one, when it comes to Crystal Dynamics, hopefully whoever buys it can give it justice. As far as the Xbox Game Pass is concerned, it's a win for gamers nonetheless, especially if it's available in the Philippines already. Since Sony hasn't made its press available here. And then lastly, for Diablo Immortal, I just can't wait for June to arrive and play the game.
Yeah, for me, the Square Enix thing, I don't know how Square Enix is planning that crypto
gaming.
Is that like they're moving to mobile like Axie Infinity, or is the crypto gaming on console?
I don't know. Honestly, it's very big. The article didn't say, but it just said
if it's like a console, and then they will apply it for like Final Fantasy 16, then I think I'm gonna be the next millionaire here.
That's actually one viable option, since you know how NFT is jumping into the items that you collect from Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it affects Final Fantasy 14. Maybe our resident FF14 gamer can let us know in a future episode.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. We will see soon.
But,
but hopefully they could pull something, a Final Fantasy quality game with the NFT mechanics.
NFT mechanics, yeah.
And then for Xbox, yeah. It's a win for gamers, especially PC gamers. You have Steam, you have Epic Game Store, you have... And now you have
Game Pass. And add up to that the plans that they're going to be adding up the Activision games.
Yeah.
That's a win-win for all gamers. So let's hope that we're still far off from the end of 2022. It's still just barely halfway. It looks like good things are coming our way. What are your thoughts for our listeners? Again, follow us on Facebook and Instagram and let us know your thoughts on this new format that we're trying. Again, this has been your moderator. I'm V.
I'm Core.
And I'm Uncle Phillips.
And this has been Pop Bites. Pop Pixel is your go-to podcast for your weekly fix of everything video games, film, and culture. Catch fresh new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday via Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all major podcast apps. If you're one of our avid listeners and supporters, show us some love by donating on our Patreon page. Don't forget to check us out via YouTube for our weekly featured videos.